I went back to Prague in 1947 to visit my family. I didn't pay for it. My family, I don't know how they arranged it. They paid for the fare. I came back, and in 1948, before Czechoslovakia turned communist, my family managed to get out. How? The man volunteered to fight in Israel. So they were allowed to go through Germany. They all ended. Where does a Jew go without a passport, without a visa? They ended up in Israel. So my whole family ended up in Israel. So my mother came to visit in London once. And she said, why are you in London? Why don't you come? I was a British citizen, subject already by then. Why don't you come to Israel? If you don't like it, you can always come back. So I said, yeah, I'll think about it. I had nothing. I mean, whatever I made, I spent. I shared a studio apartment with my girlfriend. And that's the way, you know, I was able to support myself already. So I didn't need the charity business. And so about a year later, I decided to go to Israel. And I loved it. I went to Israel. And I couldn't believe what I saw. I said, you mean all this? I mean, the guy who's sweeping the street and the policeman on the horseback, they're all Jewish, you know? They said, yes. I was amazed. I just couldn't get over it because I never saw anything like that. Well, I stayed in Israel. I make it short, how I met my husband. So I said, I'm going to take 2 weeks off and tour the country and take a Hebrew course, an ulpan, what they call, and then look for a job. Somebody came up to me and said, do you want a job? You don't need to know Hebrew, just English. I said, sure. So I didn't get a chance to tour the country or to go to a course to learn Hebrew. I got a great job, again with a chemical company. As a matter of fact, it was an American company. So I worked there, and my boss from London walked in. He said, what are you doing here, Ms. Stern? I said, I work here. Anyhow, little stories. And one day I got a call from a friend of mine. She said, why didn't you come over for dinner? There's a friend of ours, a friend of my husband's from Switzerland is here, and come for company. It was a Friday night. So I went. Now, Melvin was already here. Since 1950, I think. He was on his way to Europe on business. When he got to Rome, this group, he was on the plane, all youngsters who were singing Israeli songs, and my husband joined in. They thought he's going to Israel too. When they found out he wasn't going, he said, how could you be in Rome and not go to Israel? So he changed his plans and went to Israel. And that was it. He called up his friend from Switzerland. Mel was in Switzerland for 6 years. And that was it. So we met for dinner. We spent all night sitting at a cafe till 2 o'clock in the morning talking. And then he proposed to me the next day. So I went over to my mother and I said to her, oh, I was supposed to go and meet my mother's friend whom she was dating seriously. And Melvin said, I got to go to see my mother, I said, because I'm supposed to meet this gentleman. He says, I want to come with you. He came with me, spoke to my mother. And that's it. So he proposed to me, and he went to tour the country for a week. He came back on a Sunday, on a Friday, and he left on Sunday. We spent together Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and he left and he did his business and came back to the States. And then he said to, then I said, when he proposed to me, I said, you're out of your mind. I mean, who are you? I mean, for all I know, you might be married or a bum or have a dozen kids. I said, forget it. So we started corresponding. I got a letter, registered letter, every day to the office. And I can't get him to sign a letter now. So, and then my mother said, you just came. I don't want you to go. I said, Mom, I'm going to go, and if I don't like what I see, I'll come back. I won't get lost. I've lived in London by myself. I know the language. What do I have to lose? And I asked my boss from New York, happened to be there. I said, if I need to make some money, can I get a job to come back? He said, anytime. So here I sent him a telegram, darling, yes, love, Elsa. The next day, I got the call from El Al, tickets. Then the war broke out, the 56 Suez Canal war, and all the planes. I was booked to fly to London with Air France. Air France was in the war with Britain and Israel against Egypt. So all the planes were grounded, and I was stuck in the shelters with the sirens going. It's funny because my mother was crying that I'm leaving, and then she was crying that I can't leave because of the war. She wanted me to be safe. Anyhow, through the company, I got a business visa overnight. They arranged for the last flight where all the diplomats and families were leaving. They got me on the plane, and I flew to London. And that's my story.